However, this amazing thing Paul mentioned would not be of much benefit without love, even if it involves giving up one's possessions. Why did he say this? I will attempt to explain, but first, let's consider this. How is it possible for someone who gives all their goods to the poor to lack love? Indeed, it is feasible that someone who is willing to be burned and has gifts might not have love. But what about the person who not only gives his goods, but also distributes them piece by piece? How could he not possess love? What then should we infer? Perhaps he imagined an unreal situation as if it were real. He tends to do this when intending to present something excessive. Like when he wrote to the Galatians, "If we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be cursed." Yet neither he nor any angel was about to do so. He even states an impossible event to emphasize his point. Similarly, when he wrote to the Romans, "Neither angels, nor principalities, nor powers will be able to separate us from the love of God. This also will never be done by any angels." Here too he postulates an impossibility, going as far as saying, "nor any other creature," when he had already encompassed all creation by mentioning everything above and below. Yet again, he proposes a non-existent situation hypothetically to express his intense desire. He does the same thing here, saying, "If a man gives all and does not have love, it profits him nothing."